control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. In the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities, some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the 9th chapter also, the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path of liberation, and such activities are known as deva prakriti, transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress.
The effect of modern civilization is that they have no idea about liberation. Neither they have any idea about transmigration of the soul. From the very root they are defect. They are thinking just like animals. Dog is thinking, that's how this dog. I born dog and it died, just finished everything. He cannot think that I can become also man. He cannot think that. So the modern civilization, they cannot think even that there is next life. And we can go. They have got the tendency to go to the higher planetary system, moon, artificially, they're trying. But they do not know. They can go to any planet. Sarvaga. Jansi Deva Bhatadi Man Pithri Jansi. They do not know this. Although they have got the tendency to go, but they do not know how to go positively. What are the positions of the different planets or Vaikuntha Lok or liberation, or next life, transfer? Nothing of this. Simply like dog. Now consider this point, whether I'm speaking right or wrong. I know I am speaking the right thing, but you, if you deny, then you talk amongst yourself.
The problem, I think the liberation means that you can do anything you like, that you can be free from any moral or ethic or social.
That is the askeldom. That is askeldom. Just like in prison house, if a prisoner thinks that he can do whatever he likes. That is rascalism. That is going on. The modern civilization is rascalism. He's seeing practically that he is under the control of material nature. And still he thinks that he can do whatever he likes. This is rascalism.
The Christian conception of salvation was more one of being saved from hell rather than an attraction for some
that
transcendental
is
reality.
Conception, but the mass of people, they do not know what is hell because they are living in the hell already. That was the story. When hell was described, he was undisturbed. But when he was informed that there is no newspaper in hell, then he becomes null. How one can live without it? So far, hellish condition is now Pradyumna Hari is Pradyumna Maharaj.
He's shy.
He was describing about that factory. So they are watching the factory, what do they care for hell? If we go to hell, they'll get some good salary, that's all. Money required, then I said, drink nicely. The standard is there. Now this qualification avayam sattva samsuddhi, it does not strike them at all. These qualities are high quality. Is it not? This is it. What is the translation?
Fearlessness. Purification of one's existence.
Who is fearless? Everyone is fearful. And fearlessness is good quality. Who understands this? Aharanidra bhayamaipancha, this is animal life. To eat, sleep, sex, and become fearful, that is animal life. And one has to become fearless. So, who cares for it? They are thinking, to become fearless means to keep gun. That is also one way. Then fearlessness and
purification of one's existence.
But that they do not know. When they fall sick, then they want to purify, go to the physician. But his whole life is impure, he doesn't know. Because it is impure, therefore you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, that they do not know. Now if you scrutinize English, examine all these different items of advancement of life, the modern man has no idea. That is being explained in this chapter. Therefore, there is no such education, neither people are interested. Now, I had art classes in the colleges, university. No student is joined. They are simply joining technological classes.
Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress on the path of liberation. For those who are acting in the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in this...
They say, what do we care for liberation? Is it that problem? We have to sacrifice so many things. We don't want liberation. That is nonsense. You keep your liberation. We don't want it. This is it. As you said, liberation means whatever I like, I do. But that is, actually, he cannot do that. But his thinking, that is liberation. Can he do that, whatever he likes? But he still is. Therefore, ask him. Dogs like. The dog is jumping, barking, yes, well, but I'm free now. But he forgets that as soon as his master will call and chain him, he'll leave. But he's thinking that I'm liberated. visible. What is it divine? He does not know what is divine.
Either they will have to remain in this material world as human beings, or they will descend among the species of the animals, or even lower life forms.
They say, we're all boys. We like boys. I will preach, that is the problem. This is their problem.
We were finding, Srila Prabhupada, that they could not defeat Varnashram Dharma. They had no society like Varnashrama. In the colleges, they could not understand this body, but we showed them how the society could be arranged harmoniously, and they had no alternative. Their ideas on how to structure society for everyone's happiness, they have no good ideas. So that preaching platform they could understand, Varnashram.
Yes, they will understand. I'm just pointing out the difficulties of your preaching. You will have to face all these difficulties. But they are like cats and dogs, they are not even human beings. Therefore, these business is little hard job. You have to deal with cats and dogs. But still there is hope because they have got this human form of life. There is hope. It is not hopeless. Don't be disappointed, but this is the job. You have to meet with cats and dogs. That is my point. When you go to preach, you must know that I have come to preach among cats and dogs. And I have to deal with them carefully, otherwise they'll bark. That's why I wrote that poetry, in disappointment, before entering your country. Now what they will understand, this philosophy.
In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, as well as the demoniac nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. The word avidatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in a godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as garbhadana samskara. If the parents want a child in godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born of a mother or father absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The social institution known as Varnashram Dharma, the institution dividing society into four divisions or castes, is not meant to divide human society according to birth. Such divisions are in terms of educational qualifications. They are to keep the society in a state of peace and prosperity. The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities, meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding so he can get liberated from the material world.
So where is that institute? To train people to acquire this transcendental quality. There is no such thing. We are attempting to qualify a man in transcendental quality. This is the only institution. Otherwise, where it is? I don't think throughout the whole world there is any institution to train the students in transcendental quality. Who cares for transcendental quality?
In the Varnashram institution, the sannyasi, or the person in the renounced order of life, is considered to be the head, or the spiritual master, of all the social statuses and orders. A Brahmin is considered to be the spiritual master of the three other sections of society, namely the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Sudra. But a sannyasi, who is on the top of the institution, is considered to be the spiritual master of the Brahmins also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness. Because a sannyasi has to be alone, without any support or guarantee of support, he has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he thinks, after leaving my connections, who will protect me, he should not accept the renounced order of life. One must be fully convinced that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect as Paramatma, is always within, that he is seeing everything, and that he always knows what one intends to do. One must have this firm conviction that Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered unto him. I shall never be alone, one should think.
Don't divert your attention.
I shall never be alone, one should think. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna, and he will give me all protection. That conviction is called abhayam, without fear. This state of mind is necessary for a person in the renounced order of life. Then he has to purify his existence. There are so many rules and regulations to be followed in the renounced order of life. Most important of all, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. They were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women as a class, but it is a stricture imposed on the sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relations with a woman and possessions of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women. Although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls, he strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyas order of the life in connection with association with women. One of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridas, was personally associated with Lord Chaitanya along with his other confidential personal associates. But somehow or other, this Chota Haridas looked lustily on a young woman, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he at once rejected him from the society of his personal associates. Lord Chaitanya said, "For a sannyasi, or anyone who is aspiring to get out of the clutches of material nature and trying to elevate himself to the spiritual nature and go back to home, back to Godhead, for him, looking towards material possessions and women for sense gratification, not even enjoying them, but just looking toward them with such a propensity, is so condemned that he had better commit suicide before experiencing such illicit desires. So these are the processes for purification." The next item is Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, being engaged in the cultivation of knowledge. Sannyasi life is meant for distributing knowledge to the householders and others who have forgotten their real life of spiritual advancement. A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door for his livelihood, but that does not mean that he is a beggar. Humility is also one of the qualifications of a transcendentally situated person, and out of sheer humility, the sannyasi goes from door to door, not exactly for the purpose of begging, but to see the householders and awaken them to Krishna consciousness. This is the duty of a sannyasi. If he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic
and
understanding.
As a gentleman, if you go to somebody's house, you require his permission. But in India, stay the sannyasi doesn't require any permission. He can enter in any householder's house. Mother, give me some food. This is introduction. Not that he has gone there for food, but easy introduction. And generally, the householder will receive a sannyasi. Yes, Swamiji, come here, sit down. They will offer obeisances. And then they begin talk. This is the meaning. Not that he is hankering after food. This is only introduction. He is not a beggar. But people take advantage of this dress because they think that without any work, I can beg and live. That is going on in India. So many rascals, they are taking the sannyasi dress and living at the cost of others. Therefore, people have become disgusted. They have no knowledge to preach. Yes, go on.
If he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding. And if he is not so advanced, he should not accept the renounced order of life. But even if he has accepted the renounced order of life without sufficient knowledge, he should engage himself fully in hearing from a bona fide spiritual master to cultivate knowledge. A sannyasi, or one in the renounced order of life, must be situated in fearlessness, sattva-samshuddhi, purity, and jnana-yoga, knowledge. The next item is charity. Charity is meant for the householders. The householders should earn a livelihood by honorable means and spend 50% of their income to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Thus, a householder should give in charity to such institutional societies that are engaged in that way. Charity should be given to the right receiver. There are different kinds of charities, as will be explained later. Charity in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Charity in the mode of goodness is recommended by the scriptures, but charity in the modes of passion and ignorance is not recommended because it is simply a waste of money. Charity should be given only to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is charity in the mode of goodness. Then as far as Dhamma, self-control, is concerned, it is not only meant for other orders of religious society, but it is specially meant for the householder. Although he has a wife, a householder should not use his senses for sex life unnecessarily. There are restrictions for the householders, even in sex life, which should only be engaged for the propagation of children. If he does not require children, he should not enjoy sex life with his wife. Modern society enjoys sex life with contraceptive methods, or more abominable methods, to avoid the responsibility of children. This is not in the transcendental quality, but it is demoniac. If anyone, even if he is a householder, wants to make progress in spiritual life, he must control his sex life and should not beget a child without the purpose of serving Krishna. If he is able to beget children who would be in Krishna consciousness, one can produce hundreds of children. But without this capacity, one should not indulge only for sense pleasure. Sacrifice is another item to be performed by the householders, because sacrifices require a large amount of money. Other orders of life, namely the brahmachari, the vanaprastha, and the sannyas, have no money. They live by begging. So performance of different types of sacrifices meant for the householder. They should perform agnihotra sacrifices as enjoined in Vedic literatures, but such sacrifices at the present moment are very expensive, and it is not possible for any householder to perform them. The best sacrifice recommended in this age is called Sankirtan and Jaga, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best and the most inexpensive sacrifice. Everyone can adopt it and derive benefit. So these three items, namely charity, sense control, and performance of sacrifice, are meant for the householder. Then, Svadhyaya, Vedic study, and tapa, austerity, and arjavam, gentleness or simplicity, are meant for the brahmachari, or student life. Brahmacharis should have no connection with women. They should live a life of celibacy and engage the mind in the study of Vedic literature for the cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is called Svadhyaya. Tapas, or austerity, is meant for the retired life. One should not remain a householder throughout his whole life. He must always remember that there are four divisions of life: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So after grihastha, householder life, one should retire. If one lives for 100 years, one should spend 25 years in student life, 25 years in householder life, 25 in retired life, and 25 in the renounced order of life. These are the regulations of the Vedic religious discipline. A man retired from household life must practice austerities of the body, mind, and tongue. That is tapasya. The entire Varnashram Dharma Society is meant for tapasya. Without tapasya or austerity, no human being can get liberation. The theory that there is no need of austerity in life, that one can go on speculating and everything will be nice, is neither recommended in the Vedic literature nor in the Bhagavad Gita. Such theories are manufactured by show bottle spiritualists who are trying to gather more followers. If there are restrictions, rules, and regulations, people will not become attracted. Therefore, those who want followers in the name of religion, just to have a show only, don't restrict the lives of their students nor their own lives. But that method is not approved by the Vedas. As far as simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member, be he in the Brahmachari ashram, Grihastha ashram, or Vanaprastha ashram, one must live very simply. Ahimsa means not arresting the progressive life of any living entity. One should not think that since the spirit spark is never killed, even after killing of the body, that there is no harm in killing animals for sense gratification. People are now addicted to eating animals in spite of having an ample supply of grains, fruits, and milk. There is no necessity for animal killing. This injunction is for everyone. When there is no other alternative, one may kill an animal, but it should be offered in sacrifice. At any rate, when there is ample food supply for humanity, persons who are desiring to make advancement in spiritual realization should not commit violence to animals. Real ahimsa means not checking anyone's progressive life. The animals are also making progress in their evolutionary life by transmigrating from one category of animal life to another. If a particular animal is killed, then his progress is checked. If an animal is staying in a particular body for so many days or so many years and is untimely killed, then he has to come back again in that form of life to complete the remaining days in order to be promoted to another species of life. So their progress should not be checked simply to satisfy one's palate. This is called ahimsa. Satyam. This word means that one should not distort the truth for some personal interest. In Vedic literature, there are some difficult passages, but the meaning or the purpose should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. That is the process for understanding the Vedas. Shruti means that one should hear from the authority. One should not construe some interpretation for his personal interest. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. The real import of the word should be presented, and that should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. Akrodha means to check anger. Even if there is provocation, one should be tolerant, for once one becomes angry, his whole body becomes polluted. Anger is the product of the modes of passion and lust, so one who is transcendentally situated should check himself from anger. Apaishunam means that one should not find fault with others or correct them unnecessarily. Of course, to call a thief is not fault-finding, but to call an honest person a thief is very much offensive for one who is making advancement in spiritual life. Kri means that one should be very modest and must not perform some act which is abominable. Achapalam, determination, means that one should not be agitated or frustrated in some attempt. There may be failure in some attempt, but one should not be sorry for that. He should make progress with patience and determination. The word teja used here is meant for the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas should always be very strong to be able to give protection to the weak. They should not pose themselves as non-violent. If violence is required, they must exhibit it. Shaucham means cleanliness, not only in mind and body, but in one's dealings also. It is especially meant for the mercantile people who should not deal in the black market. Nati manita, not expecting honor, applies to the Shudras, the worker class, which are considered, according to Vedic injunctions, to be the lowest of the four classes. They should not be puffed up with unnecessary prestige or honor and should remain in their own status. It is the duty of the Shudras to offer respect to the higher class for the upkeep of the social order. All these 16 qualifications mentioned are transcendental qualities. They should be cultivated according to the different statuses of the social order. The purport is that even though material conditions are miserable, if these qualities are developed by practice by all classes of men, then gradually it is possible to rise to the highest platform of transcendental realization. Text 4. Dambodapo bimanascha krodha parushameva cha agyanam cha bijatasya partha sampadamasurim. Arrogance, pride, anger, conceit, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, Osanaprita. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. The demoniac want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others, and they demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They do not know what should be done and what should not be done. They do everything whimsically according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on by them from the very beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers, and as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities.
Oh, your answer is there. They think liberty means whatever he likes, but they don't. Demonic. Now discuss this.
There's one, you quoted Chanakapandi, and he describes a scholar. A scholar is a man who can see all women as his mother and all living entities, treats them equally, and others' property as trash. So today's civilization, they're mistaking a scholar for a rogue, and a rogue for a scholar. And here, Krishna is explaining the godly man, and the qualities of a scholar, a gentleman. Whereas in today's civilization, it's upside down, backwards.
Never preaching is required.
They feel the godly qualities are a sign of weakness, and the demoniac qualities is a good sign.
Heroism. That is heroism.
Yes, heroism. So this purport, Srila Prabhupada, perfectly describes our student life. As students, we were doing everything whimsically. Or we would accept bad
authority. That's what Maharaj recommends. From the beginning of student life, Kumarang Asarit Pragya, Dharman Bhagavat, this should be Chenna in Krishna consciousness. That's Prahlad Maharaj. now from the very beginning of student life, that because there is no education, you stand up as demon. What can you say? So things, so many things have to be reformed by pushing on Krishna consciousness. These are Krishna consciousness movement. Whatever is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that is within the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness. So we have to do our part.
Daivi sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya srimata masucha sampadam daivim abhijato sipandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demonic qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling him that he was not born with demoniac qualities. His involvement in the fight was not demoniac because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons such as Bhishma and Drona should be killed or not. So he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige, or harshness. Therefore, he was not of the quality of the demons. For a Kshatriya, a military man, shooting arrows at the enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore, there was no cause for Arjuna to lament. Anyone who performs the regulated principles of the different orders of life is transcendentally situated.
Discuss on this point.
They may say that we have arbitrarily given some specific duties to different people. They may say that we have arbitrarily given that the Kshatriya is supposed to kill like this, that actually everyone should
not
be a good man.
Not arbitrarily. It is given by Krishna. It is not arbitrary. By the supreme order. If they can say it is arbitrary, then what is the use of referring to Bhagavad Gita? Things may not be arbitrary, whimsical. Therefore, we have to take reference from Bhagavad Gita. Law book. But when a judge gives his judgment, he does not give it arbitrarily. There is law book. So there is no question of arbitrary. The reference is there. How you can say it is arbitrary? That is not fact. Shastra vidhi. Rather, if you don't care for shastra vidhi, then you will never be successful. The shastra vidhi mutsijya. In this chapter, you will find.
Yashashtavidim utsrija vartate kama karata na sasidim avapnoti na sukam na param gatim. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination.
You do not give anything arbitrary.
Actually, this is a fact, because we see by following their authorities, they're becoming more and more unhappy, and by following our authorities, we're becoming more and more happy.
Yeah.
So the result is there even in this life we can see.
Yeah.
What to speak beyond this life?
They can say not everyone is made happy by a war.
Mm-hmm.
They can say that, for example, the wives of Duryodhana and all of these people who were killed, they were not made happy.
No, Dharmakshetra and Kurukshetra.
Otherwise they could not fight. They are not Vietnam soldiers when they are attacked and going away. They are not like that. They are determined that either lay down life or gain victory. That is it. They are not afraid of fighting. Do you think they are afraid of fighting? No, no. That is real Khatriya. Buddhi Chappalaya, no? That is real Khatriya training.
I mean to say that they may consider that this is a selfish type of happiness, though. Hmm? Not taking
they
into consideration.
They may think they are rascals, they cannot think anything. We haven't got to reply all of them. Because they are rascals. They can talk all nonsense. We haven't got to take care of them. Just like a child, he's talking so many foolishly. Sometimes we reply, yes, yes, yes. Well, we don't take seriously anything spoken by a child. So these rascals may go on talking so many things, but we haven't got to take care of all of it. We have to do our own business. Let the dog bark on, the caravan will pass. So not that we have to take care of the barking of the dog, all it. Let them bark.
Bhuta sarga lokeshmin daiva asura evacha daivo vishtarasha prokta asuram partha me shrinu. O son of Pritha, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine and the other demonic. I've already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Lord Krishna, having assured Arjuna that he was born with the divine qualities, is now describing the demoniac way. The conditioned living entities are divided into two classes in this world. Those who are born with divine qualities follow a regulated life. That is to say, they abide by the injunctions in scriptures and by the authorities. One should perform duties in the light of authoritative scripture. This mentality is called divine. One who does not follow the regulative principles as they are laid down in the scriptures, and who acts according to his whims, is called demoniac or asuric. There is no other criterion but obedience to the regulative principles of scriptures. It is mentioned in Vedic literature that both the demigods and the demons are born of the Prajapati. The only difference is that one class obeys the Vedic injunctions and the other does not. Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidura suraha na saucham na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Purport. In every civilized human society, there is some set of scriptural rules and regulations which are followed from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt the Vedic civilization and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are they willing to act in terms of Vedic injunctions. The demons are not clean either externally or internally. One should always be very careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy names of God and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demons neither like nor follow all these rules for external or internal cleanliness. As for behavior, there are many rules and regulations guiding human behavior, such as the Manu Samhita, which is the law book of the human race. Even up to today, those who are Hindu follow the Manu Samhita. Laws of inheritance and other legalities are derived from this book. Now, in the Manu Samhita, it is clearly stated that a woman should not be given freedom. That does not mean that women are to be kept as slaves, but they are like children. Children are not given freedom, but that does not mean that they are kept as slaves. The demons have now neglected such injunctions, and they think that women should be given as much freedom as men. However, this has not improved the social condition of the world. Actually, a woman should be given protection at every stage of life. She should be given protection by her father in her younger days, by the husband in her youth, and by the grown-up sons in her old age. This is proper social behavior according to the Manu Samhita. But modern education has artificially devised a puffed-up concept of womanly life, and therefore marriage is practically now an imagination in human society. Nor is the moral condition of women very good now. The demons, therefore, do not accept any instruction which is good for society, and because they do not follow the experience of great sages and the rules and regulations laid down by the sages, the social condition of the demoniac people is very miserable. Aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kamohaitukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Purport. The demoniac conclude that the world is phantasmagoria. There is no cause, no effect, no controller, no purpose. Everything is unreal. They say that this cosmic manifestation arises due to chance, material actions, and reactions. They do not think that the world was created by God for a certain purpose. They have their own theory, that the world has come about in its own way, and that there is no reason to believe that there is a God behind it. For them, there is no difference between spirit and matter, and they do not accept the Supreme Spirit. Everything is matter only, and the whole cosmos is supposed to be a mass of ignorance. According to them, everything is void, and whatever manifestation exists is due to our ignorance and perception. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying the dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge, they become more and more implicated in their dreamland. They conclude that as a child is simply the result of sexual intercourse between man and woman, this world is born without any soul. For them, it is only a combination of matter that has produced the living entities. There's no question of the existence of the soul. As many living entities come out from the perspiration and from a dead body without any cause, similarly, the whole living world has come out of the material combinations of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material nature is the cause of this manifestation, and there is no other cause. They do not believe in the words of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Under my direction, the whole material world is moving. In other words, amongst the demons, there is no perfect knowledge of the creation of this world. Every one of them has a particular theory of his own. According to them, one interpretation of the scriptures is as good as another, for they do not believe in a standard understanding of the scriptural injunction. Itam drishtim avastabhya nastatmano lapudhaya prabhavanti ugrakamana shayaya jagatohita.
This is the right description of modern age. Yeah. Exact.
Yes.
What is that? Etangustinga, Vastapya.
Nashtat mano altabhutaya.
Nashtat, they've lost their soul. Nashtat, there is no information about this soul. Nashtat mano. God and soul is lost. There is no God, there is no cause of this creation, there was a chant like that. Etam Dishtim Avashtabhyah. Really?
Etam Dishtim Avashtabhyah Nishtat Mano Alpa Buddhaya Prabhavanti. Nishtatmana.
They have lost their self. Nishtatmana Alpa Buddha.
Alpa Buddha.
Many less than. No intelligence. There's no catch on that. If these four principles are available, that's when it's life is pleasure, success, eating, sleeping, mating. Alpa Buddha. Anyway. Then?
Prabhavanti Ugra Karmana.
Ugra Karmana, the factory. This is Ugra Karmana. Pradyumna was describing Ugra Karma, hellish. Little karma, yes, wheat is growing, little tilling, that's sufficient. What is the use of opening big, big factories? Ugra Karma. What it has held? You are talking on behalf of them. What is that?
Self-talking.
Keeping them innocent. Men, women, they are kept in that factory simply for livelihood. Little work will provide his life. Nature has given so much facility. You can grow little food anywhere. The cows are there on the pasturing ground. Take milk and live peacefully. Why you open factory? What is the use? Keeping them in hellish condition. So this is the description. I'll discuss this part.
You say, Srila Prabhupada, they engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world, and that this refers to the atomic weapons. This is so true.
Yes. God speaking, Krishna speaking.
I was studying this nuclear energy in college, thinking that it would save the world, that by the energy they could make bigger tomatoes, bigger corn, and...
Bigger death. Conclusion is bigger death.
Yes.
Everything big. One man was dying. Now, many hundreds of thousands will die. Bigger death. He did not consider it. Bigger death.
It was very frustrating, though, because for everything they were trying to do good, they found so many more things bad were coming.
That is, karma jagat means that if you have to raise this house, then you have to cut the wood somewhere. You have to destroy somewhere, and then you can make house. You have to adjust things like that. You cannot create. This house is constructed, created, by destroying somewhere else. Is it not?
Yes.
So what is your creation? Creation is God's creation. He has created everything. And if you want to create, you have to destroy something. That is karma. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these people are called Dushkritina. And you've mentioned that the Dushkritina, actually he has some intelligence.
Yeah.
It's misused.
Intelligence. After destroying the wood, you use your intelligence to construct this house. You have intelligence. There's no doubt. Human being must have intelligence. But that intelligence is given to him for getting out of the clutches of birth, death, old age. He's not utilizing that intelligence for that purpose. That was the skill. Intelligence he has got. We don't say the modern world, they're unintelligent fools. No, they've got intelligence. But the intelligence is being utilized for duskarja, which he should not have done. Duskarja, karja and duskarja. Work and bad work. His intelligence was given so that he could get relief from these clutches of birth, death, old age, but that he is not utilizing. He is opening factory and creating another bad atmosphere. That was Dushkriti. To open a factory requires intelligence. Some machine is working, that's all right. But how this intelligence being used to keep man in hellish condition? That was Dushkriti.
They're also very narrow-minded, just like the they may open a factory, but they're not thinking the effects of the factory.
Because therefore Dushkriti Murha, next word. Because they are Murha, therefore Dushkriti.
At the same time, it said that Krishna gives the intelligence. Matasmriti Jnanam.
And you want it to do, Krishna gives intelligence. You want to manufacture a very complicated machine. Krishna will give you intelligence. All right, do like this. Manufacture. You will not hear Krishna, Sarvadharman Paritajya. That is Krishna's intelligence, that he who rascal give up this, all this. But if you will not do it, you want to do it, but Krishna is so kind, all right, do it, see the effect. Without Krishna's help, we cannot do anything.
Prabhupada, you've called the politicians representatives of Hiranyakashipu. They are trying to become immortal, just like devotees, but without...
Yeah, this... There are two kinds of man already described. Devasurevasu. These two kinds of activities will go on. This is material world. You cannot find out 100% perfect man. That is not possible. The class of man, imperfect, will be there. But it is being described who is imperfect and who is perfect. That you have to select. You cannot clear this material world of imperfect person. That is not possible. They are real demons. But you must know he is perfect and he is imperfect. And make your choice whether you want to remain imperfect or want to make progress to become perfect. That is up to you.
It seems almost like a contradiction in one sense that Prabhavanti, that they flourish, and at the same
Prabhavanti
time,
materially. Materially, just like when you go to a modern city, you say, how developed. Prabhavanti. But what kind of Prabhavanti? That is next one. Jagata Ahitaya, to destroy this world. So they are Prabhavanti in the opposite direction. But it's not Prabhupanti actually. Prabhupanti in the material sense. But what is the purpose? What is the end? Jagato hitaya. There are two kinds of progress. To hell, to heaven.
50 years ago, they were thinking it was progress to build big skyscrapers. Now it's so hellish in the cities, everybody's moving out.
Yes. Actually, when there are so many skyscraper buildings, it is hell. The natural air is obstructed.
No sunlight.
In Bombay, you see, if you are on the top floor, you have got little facility. In the lower floor, you see hell. If there are several skyscraper buildings, and the first floor, second floor, it is simply hell. No air. Simply you have to run on this electric fan. You cannot see the sky. Therefore it is meant skyscraper. What is scrapper?
Scrapes the sky.
What is the meaning?
It scrapes the touches.
Huh?
Touching the sky.
So you have touched the sky in such a way I cannot see it. This is the reason. You demon, you have captured the sky, so I have no opportunity to see you. All is electric light. Now we see the sky, the sun, how nice it is. This is life. Green, down and up, clear sky, sun. This is life. We get rejuvenation in this atmosphere. What is this nonsense? All skyscraper building, no air, no light. Jagata hitaya. The mind becomes crippled, the health becomes deteriorated. Children cannot see even the sky. Everything is spoiled.
Every day in the city they make a report, pollution report, and they say you should go outside or not go outside. Some days you are not, it is not good for your health to leave your home.
They are also selling fresh air from.
Fresh air?
They are selling fresh air.
Fresh water also.
Yeah. In Tokyo they have special machines you can get
fresh
clean water.
By cleaning the urine? Now they are doing that. Fresh water by cleaning urine. Fat derived from stool. Yes, German people did it. Fat extracted from stool. Scientifically. You can use it with butter, very nice. Bread.
Some of the materialists may argue that these activities are not all that unbeneficial. For example, they've made a tractor, and in America they can produce so many grains, so much so that practically they could feed the world.
Why do they not?
Because their mentality is very abominable. Their mentality is very abominable.
Do that. There are so many overpopulation, and you can do it in America. So much land lying vacant here.
Better to put the people in the factories in the fields. If they're going to work, let them work growing the grain and milking the cows. Yes.
Then they will live very happily. That will not be. Jagata hitaya. Read it.
Chayaya jagat hitaya.
Chayaya. Chayaya means for ruination. Bringing ruin. Ruination. To save them from ruination. Actually, I've seen in New York some quarters so nasty. In London also, so nasty. Disaster. So many stores found lying vacant. I was, when I had no business, I was loitering to see the city. Hellish country. They said it is risky, it was risky, but I did not know that it was risky. One electrician, he was my friend. So, oh, Sami, you are going those quarters. It is not for you, don't. I do not care. But I have got, they will take from me. So I was loitering in New York City. So many nasty corners. London also. So many houses vacant.
There is more chance of being killed in New York City than in the jungle.
Yes, they warned me not to go to the Central Park in the evening. They say at night nobody goes there.
Except the thieves.
Huh?
Except the thieves and killers.
You see, such an important city and such important park.
Is there any stage at which these atheistic people have done anything good by accident? Is there any step?
Therefore, they support this accident theory.
Oh.
Nowadays, they have got the accident. Because ordinarily, there is no good. There is no possibility. But by accident, if some good comes, that's all. Otherwise, jagat ahitaya. It is only for bad. But accidentally means good comes. Accidentally, Krishna consciousness movement came. And then it was going on. Nobody called. Krishna consciousness, the scientist, the philosopher, the politician, but accidentally came. That's the name of God deserved. We cannot explain God, therefore we take it as accident.
It's very interesting. Hmm. Very interesting. In a Vedic community, everything is very ordered and goodness prevails. Therefore, God consciousness seems very natural.
Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing, but according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit, and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be the advancement of human civilization, but the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave toward one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud. At any moment, war may take place and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world, and this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world.
know, discuss.
Actually, there have not, in this century, there has not been 10 years of peace. Always there's some war been going on. And now...
Cold war and hot war.
Yeah.
When there is fire, there is hot war. And there is diplomacy and politics, there is cold war. So war is going on. Sometimes it is hot, sometimes it is cold. There is no peace.
We even see that amongst the so-called God-conscious communities in the world, still there's such horrible activities going on, fighting.
No, no, we don't say that the fighting will be stopped. We are distinguished demons and demigods. If you fight demons, I must defend myself. What can I do? If you start war, you are demon. Shall I stop? No, no, I am demigod. I will not fight. You kill me. Is that intelligent? I will have to fight. But the war starts by the implication of this demon. The Kurukshetra war, it was not started by Arjuna. It was started by Duryodhana.
Kamamashritya dushparam dambamanam madanvita mohad ghivasad grahan pravartante shuchivataha. The demoniac, taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and being thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Purport, the demoniac mentality is described here. The demon's lust is never satiated. They will go on increasing and increasing their insatiable desires for material enjoyment. Although they are always full of anxieties on account of accepting non-permanent things, they still continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell that they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things, such demoniac people create their own god, create their own hymns, and chant accordingly. The result is that they become more and more attracted to two things, sex enjoyment and accumulation of material wealth. The words asuchi brataha, unclean vow, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine, women, gambling, and meat eating. Those are their asuchi, unclean habits. Induced by pride and false prestige, they create some principles of religion which are not approved by the Vedic injunctions. Although such demoniac people are most abominable in the world, Still, by artificial means, the world creates a false honor for them. Although they are gliding toward hell, they consider themselves very much advanced.
There are so many religious people. Yes, you can do whatever you like. You can eat whatever you like. And it still is religious. This is demonic. That will explain further. Everything turn, and we do asura asana. Is that? No, not in the beginning.
This is already
23.
Just did that one.
No. Take seven. Pravittim cha, nivittim cha.
You have not recited this, but yes. Already done.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Pravittim cha, nivittim. This is it. They do not know what to do, what to not do. Because they do not take any standard idea. They manufacture their own idea.
In the Catholic Church, they used to have the doctrine, no eating meat on Friday. Used to be standard, no meat eating on Friday. They would only eat fish. Now, in within our lifetime, they have changed these.
They have changed so many things. When I was a young boy, you had to be in church on Sunday morning very early. Otherwise, it was noticed. Now, you don't have to be till later on. There's no more austerity in religion.
But if their standard is demoniac to begin with.
Selling churches. Nobody got trapped. In London city, there are so many churches closed. Nobody goes.
In Cleveland also, probably, there's so many churches, only 5, 10, 15 people attend. And they're all elderly ladies.
Due to the popes taking a firm stand over the not allowing abortion and contraception like this, they said that the number of practicing Catholics was reduced from 75% to 50%, just simply because of that one principle that he stuck to. So 25% immediately left and gave up.
Well, damn, bro.
Well, they gave they gave up going to church at least.
Hopeless life.
Why you hopeless? There you go, Krishna Bhakti.
Yes.
Hopeless for them.
This very much describes modern civilization also. That such asuchi vrata, they're given much respect in modern day society. And the devotees, sometimes we go preaching, they're put into jail.
It is very fortunate they are not crucifying you. Putting into jail. But they crucified our Jesus Christ. That's so intelligent. Because he was preaching God consciousness, he is crucified. What is his fault? He's talking of God, therefore he's crucified.
Now they only take our Sankirtan collection. Now they're just taking our collection. Today, two of my boys, they were arrested north of here. So as a fine, they have taken their Sankirtan collection.
Ravi, in the name of law,
right.
Ravi.
The court has taken.
Did this happen in court or the police?
In court.
And then they let go?
Then they let go.
They just want some revenue.
Yes. They are having government, the Sudharma be. It is stated. Government will be like rogues. As the rogues and thieves that take away from you by force, the government will do that. In the court, by income tax, so many people are being harassed.
There is a large organization called Mafia in this country.
Mafia?
Mafia. Organized criminals. They're organized like businessmen. They're controlling the politicians by money. But although they are exposing, still it goes on. It is worse than ever.
What is that? Explain, pardon?
The Mafia is an organization. It was originally coming from Sicily. They were organized group of men that would control all the politics in the area by manipulation of money and businessmen.
And violence also.
So, yeah, and violence. So many things they'd do. They used to organize all the heroin that comes into the country like this for to get revenue and get money. And there's so many things. And places like Las Vegas, which is a big gambling city, that is also run by the Mafia. They control all the casinos, and they control the police. They pay everyone off like that, and if they don't agree, they kill them. So like this, their influence is spread everywhere. They illegal things that are going on.
Generally.
Yeah. Our last president, two presidents ago, Kennedy, he was involved with one of their prostitutes. She was getting information, and he was not investigating them because he was involved with one of their prostitutes.
They keep prostitutes out.
Oh yes, they use them. So actually they're controlling many of these judges, and then we are coming in, we are preaching the other thing, no prostitution, no drinking, and then we are getting fines.
The natural tendency of the living entity is to want to exist, to live. And why is it that they perform so many horrible acts that will destroy themselves?
They are thinking that they will exist in that way.
Is it that they see everyone as their enemy and therefore everything has to be around them?
No, there is foolish that. Everyone wants to exist. Struggle for existence, but they do not know how to exist. That is foolishness. Everyone wants to exist because actually he is eternal. He doesn't like to be destroyed. That is his natural inclination. But he does not know. We are giving this formula that if you want to exist, then you come to Krishna consciousness. We are giving the right information. But they want to exist in the wrong way of existence. That is not possible.
Srila Prabhupada, why is it that the demon, he feels happy if someone else is distressed? Why does the demonic mentality that they feel happy if they see someone else in distress?
Therefore they're demons. That is demonic mentality. They are happy when others are unhappy. one. When others are happy, they are unhappy. Mm. That is the one.
Envious of everyone.
They're thinking, I am not so happy, but these others, they are suffering more, so therefore I am okay.
No, this is general demonic feeling. If you are unhappy, then I am happy. And if you are happy, then I am unhappy.
The devotee describes par dukkha dukkhi. His only distress is seeing the distress of others.
Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is there. Paro dukkhe sukhi. That is natural. So, go on.
Chintam api aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashita kamupa boga parama etavaditi nishchita Āśapāśa-śata-badhā kāma-krodha-purāyanahā ihante kāma bhogārtam anyāyināta-sanchayān. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means. For sense gratification.
Illegal.
Illegal.
Purport. The demoniac accept that the enjoyment of the senses is the ultimate goal of life, and this concept they maintain until death. They do not believe in life after death, and they do not believe that one takes on different kinds of bodies according to one's karma or activities in this world. Their plans for life are never finished. And they go on preparing plan after plan, all of which are never finished. We have personal experience of a person of such demoniac mentality who even at the point of death was requesting the physician to prolong his life for 4 years more because his plans were not yet complete. Such foolish people do not know that a physician cannot prolong life even for a moment. When the notice is there, there is no consideration of man's desire. The laws of nature do not allow a second beyond what is one is in destined to enjoy. The demoniac person who has no faith in God or the supersoul within himself performs all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. He does not know that there's a witness sitting within his heart. The supersoul is observing the activities of the individual soul. As is stated in the Vedic literatures, the Upanishads, there are two birds sitting in one tree. One is acting and enjoying or suffering the fruits of the branches, and the other is witnessing. But one who is demoniac has no knowledge of Vedic scripture, nor has he any faith. Therefore, he feels free to do anything for sense enjoyment, regardless of the consequences.
Discuss any point.
One of the richest men in the United States, Howard Hughes, he just recently died, and he had sores all over his body. All of his money, he died in a very miserable condition. He was had so many millions, billions of dollars.
He said at the time of his death, I think I made a mistake.
Started barking.
What he was?
He was one of the richest men in the world, Srila Prabhupada.
Businessman.
He was owning all the like aircrafts. They were making the jet airplanes. And he was a movie star in his youth. And he had many beautiful women. Fabulous wealth. He owned hotels all over the world, airplanes, airports. But
At the end of his life, he didn't even mix with women so much, though.
Yeah.
He became very despondent and depressed.
He was afraid of germs.
A hermit. Mm-hmm. He became like a hermit. He withdrew into himself. No one knew very much about him. He was very mysterious. so far as his life with the public was concerned. But towards the end of his life, he didn't live a very elaborate life of sense gratification at all. No one knew much about him at all.
This description's perfect, actually, because most of his fortune, they calculate, he amassed by many, many illegal methods, by paying off police and fixing so many things up. With his money, he was able to buy government officials and like this, and get so many contracts to further the development of his aircraft companies and this and that. And the
other. He has manufacturing. He had friends.
He had something to do with airplanes, yeah. And also, he had a lot of land in Las Vegas, this gambling city. So many. He was involved in many mysterious maneuvers. They said it's open in the newspapers. They said that he got most of his money from illegal methods.
In his old age, he was very afraid of germs. He didn't want to catch any disease, so he would live in perfectly sealed rooms with all artificial air and light, so no germs could exist. And he would wear these.
He did not know that he's creating germs within his body.
He could not avoid death.
If there was no germ, how he died? So at last he said
something to the effect that I don't know what this was life was about. I think I made a mistake. Just at the end.
Yes, it was a mistake.
Everyone is envious of such persons, Srila Prabhupada. They think that yes, he could not enjoy his wealth, but if I had that wealth, I would enjoy it. But then if they get it, then they also fail.
Next. I'll be back.
8:05.
Take your lead now, Srila
Prabhupada. No, I have no objection to sit down here. If you want to stop, you can stop. Chant Hare
Krishna. Idam ajamaya labdham imam prapsye manoratham idam asti idam ape me bhavishyati punardhanam Asau maya hata shatrur hanishe cha paranapi Ishwaroham aham bogi siddoham balavan suki Ajo vijanavanasmi konyosti sadrishomaya Yakshe dasyami modisha ityagya agyana vimohita.
The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemy will also be killed, for I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. These are timeless statements, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna has spoken for all time by these words.
Aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samavitaha Prasakta kama bogeshu
Patanti nara kesu chao.
Now, well, Bhaktivedanta book trust, the formula is there for. As soon as you get money, 50% spent for painting and 50% for temple. This is the basic principle of our Bhaktivedanta. No saving. As soon as you have got some money, print book. Don't keep it. If you print book, someday somebody will read. But if we keep money, it creates disturbance. I'm therefore always insisting, print book, or construct temple, this building, that building. There is no need of keeping one.
You said your Guru Maharaj used to keep the temples in debt all the time.
So you don't require covering this girl. This cloth is sufficient. So you have no covering. You do not require covering.
It is warm for us.
Huh?
It is warm for us,
beautiful. No, the requirement must be supplied. You must ask them what they need and provide them, because they do not say, also keep silent, that's not good. Every month they should be asked what they need. Necessities, they must be supplied. We have already discussed this point. The women, they require protection. Children, women. All right, Krishna.
Jai.
Jai.